Welcome to The Leadership Line, a podcast that covers everyday work issues from dealing with jerks at work to feeling burnt out. Tammy and Scott's experience, along with their different perspectives, help listeners grow, examine realistic options and alternatives, and identify those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work.
I am so excited to record this podcast, and we have some new face. Do I say faces on a podcast?
I think you can say faces, but it's actually a voice. We have a new voice. We get to introduce somebody new, which we're really
someone new, about. someone who is our podcast guru.
Absolutely.
And I'm super pleased to introduce Isabel. So Isabel, give us like, who are you and what are you doing?
Yeah.
With us.
I'm a new intern for the Become More group. I'm a student at Iowa State doing marketing and management, and I am excited to graduate soon. So that's exciting.
Excellent. Yes. So Isabel is going to run the podcast for us. So when we sound awesome, it's because Isabel did good work. Absolutely. If we sound poorly, it's because Tammy didn't do well.
Oh, thanks a lot. And by the way, if it's an interesting topic, it's because Isabel brought it to the table. And if we're terribly boring, it's because Scott is terribly boring. And it's Isabel couldn't make it any better than he is because he bombed.
It's true.
Everybody else's fault but mine.
Yeah. That's exactly, Isabel. You're starting to catch up.
Yes. Yeah.
So
yeah.
As a brand new intern for us and kind of just learning the ropes, she's starting to understand. We're maybe a little sarcastic and maybe a little competitive.
Yeah. And so I'm excited to hear Isabel came to our session and she said, I have questions for us. So we're ready to hear your first question, first official podcast topic.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Here we go. This is just kind of, I guess, employees. So for you when hiring, do you look for somebody who has more so like internal or external motivations?
Yes. You know,
yes.
The answer to that is yes. Wait, hold on. Wait. It depends.
Oh, Isabel, you're going to get so tired of Mr. Berkmeyer's it depends. Like he has no like black and white. Everything is a shade of gray for this guy. Okay. Yes. Mr. Berkmeyer.
Yeah.
It depends. What's going on?
So if I think of, okay, am I going to look at internal or external? I think everyone has a certain amount of both. Okay. What I do want to do, I think of Lencioni's book, Ideal Team Player.
Right.
Humble, hungry, smart. Okay. And that hungry piece is, do they have a drive? Do they have a motivation to accomplish something, whatever that something is, whether that's marketing or sales or process improvement or leadership or coaching someone? If they don't have a motivation to do that well, that to me is like a ginormous red flag and it has to be a no. So at a minimum, there has to be some sort of internal motivation around what is their core responsibilities. And then, yeah, I also want some kind of motivation about, well, do you want to go beyond that? Because if you want to just do that and be like, well, I just like to do that and coast, I know that that's not going to be a good fit for us.
See, I think part of the answer to that does kind of, it's based on what does the organization need and what's the culture of the organization. So one of the things that Scott and I know as we work with all of these firms across the United States, some of these firms are really like high driving, go, 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 super, super intense. And then we have organizations that it's like, hey, you know, it's a much slower paced, more laid back. And heck, we have organizations where, hey, it's deer hunting season. No one is going to be here this month, right? And all of that is culturally based and it fits with who they want to be. So there's no right or wrong in this. It's just kind of how that organization is. And I think a piece about this is making sure that the person that you bring into the organization fits the organizational rhythm. So Scott and I, and this kind of become more organization that is ours, is really about the way that we do work is super intense. It's not so much about the fact that, you know, we're talking about killing yourself and working 70 hours a week. It really is when you're in the work, you are intensely focused on what you need to do, what you're trying to accomplish, what the outcomes are. There's not much downtime. So when we're in a workshop, we're on. It's like being like in a play, only that, you know, a play is an hour and then a break in an hour max. And ours is 8 hours, right? It's 8 hours of full on intensity. When we are consulting with the CEO, we are in it. We don't have time to like, let's take a break and let me, you know, just kind of rest a bit. It's full on. And so what's the organizational need? And the more that the organization needs that intensity, that hungry, that motivation, the more they have to be intrinsic in terms of that has to come from themselves. It can't come from anybody else because you can't like feed them something that makes them go, I'm hungry, go, 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 go. So I do think that's one of the decision points that an organization has to look at in terms of their culture and the organizational need. What else, Scott?
No, well, I think as you were talking, what I started to think about is I also think there is a phenomena that is we want people to become more, so we're going to challenge and push them. That right. may be an external motivation or what is that ignition point? And then I believe what will happen is that if that truly can become a passion, then that flips from an external motivation to an internal. Oh, I didn't realize that I could do that, or I could perform at that level, or I could. And now I start having that energy and passion around wanting to go that direction in a career. So it to me, I think there's always has to be this internal, but I think then as an organization and as a leader, there's let's coach and guide and nudge and push people and give them those small ignitions to see, does that spark a hidden internal motivation that they didn't even know existed?
I love that. And I was just thinking about, I had a conversation with my niece over the 4th of July holiday. And she was interviewing for a job and she had a conversation. And the question that she asked was, talk to me about your leadership style. And the person that she was interviewing with said, hey, you just need to understand something. I'm a hands-off leader. I want to give you something and then I want you to run with it. I am not the kind of person that has the time to micromanage it. I'm not the kind of person that's going to be spending, you know, every like day having a conversation and giving you answers. I need you to make a decision. I need you to drive it. I need you to make it happen. And my niece said when she hung up the phone, she almost cried because it was like, yes, that's what I yearn for. Okay. And, you know, to be honest with you, I think that's the other side of it is as a leader, what kind of follower do you want? As a leader, what kind of leader are you and what kind of follower do you need? Because truly, I mean, honestly, I like being a hands-off leader. I prefer saying, here, Isabel, this is yours. Take it, run with it, do something with it, make it great. And even if you bring me back something that isn't perfect and great, according to me the first time, it's still, you did it. And then we can talk about how can we make it even better for next time. And to me, that is very intrinsic. This is a person who is like, I'm just going to try. I'm going to see. I'm going to go. And I think as a leader, you have to know that about yourself. Because if you don't recognize that about yourself, you may bring someone in. And that someone may very well not succeed because you aren't willing to give them that external motivation. You really want them to be intrinsically motivated. So I do think that's the other part of it. It's really knowing that about yourself and what are you as a leader willing to do? Are you willing to be the person that provides the spark, or are you looking for that person to actually be the driver?
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box, and be sure to check out our upcoming episodes always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.